There are reports that President Trump is ready to announce his decision on the status of Jerusalem. The official Palestinian press reports that President Trump told Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas today that he intends to relocate the U.S. Embassy in Israel from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem. Abbas reportedly warned President Trump of dangerous consequences if that happens. He has said that there could never be a Palestinian state without East Jerusalem as its capital. Joining us now is Greg Myrie, NPR national security correspondent. And Greg, we've been expecting an announcement from President Trump on this. Do we know when it's coming?
No, we still don't. We're expecting it any time. Could come today, tomorrow. He's facing a deadline to do something, and we're expecting it at any point, but we still haven't heard any official word from the White House.
And is it likely that the president will actually build a new embassy in Jerusalem or simply recognize Jerusalem as the capital of Israel but keep the U.S. embassy in Tel Aviv?
Don't want to jump the gun, but it could be either of those possibilities. The U.S. does have a consulate in Jerusalem, and that deals with Jerusalem residents. It deals with Palestinians from the West Bank and the Gaza Strip. That could potentially become an embassy. The current embassy is in Tel Aviv, but there already is this diplomatic building in Jerusalem, which would be the likely home of a new embassy if indeed that's the way that the president decides to go.
We spoke last week with Aaron David Miller, who's a former advisor to secretaries of state in both Republican and Democratic administrations. He's now at the Wilson Center, and he told us that this would be the single dumbest move the administration has made in the Middle East. Here he is.
In large part because there's not a single compelling American national interest, in my judgment, that would impel, compel, or justify that action.
The president is also facing a lot of criticism about this from the Arab world. Tell us about some of the reaction in the region.
Sure. Already getting a very strong reaction. The Palestinians first and foremost. There will certainly be protests. Mahmoud Abbas, the Palestinian leader, apparently is tried to talk Trump out of this. But also neighboring countries, Turkey, Egypt, Jordan, Saudi Arabia. And important to note, Israel does have diplomatic relations with three countries in particular, Egypt, Jordan, and Turkey. So those relationships could be put in jeopardy. And it will make U.S. Relations throughout the region more difficult with all these countries. This really is a very important issue. Difficult to overstate how strongly Arab countries feel and Arab individuals feel about Jerusalem. It just grabs everybody's emotion.
Yeah, Turkey's president said today that this would be a red line for Muslims.
He's absolutely true. And that really does span the Muslim world. And again, we're hearing this from U.S. allies, leaders in countries like Turkey and Egypt and Saudi Arabia. It will certainly also be a rallying cry for militants and extremists. Not that they need another reason to attack the U.S. They certainly always seem to have one. But this is the kind of thing that radical groups would use as a rallying cry. So both from allies and from rivals in the Middle East, the U.S. will get a lot of criticism and potential blowback.
All right. Well, we'll be watching to see what the president does decide, and we'll bring that news to you when we get it. Greg Myrie, NPR national security correspondent. Thanks as always.
Thank you, Jeremy.